Last week's parasha. Para Hikrif, Vayisu b'nei Yisrael esenei mini Mitzrayim nesi achareyem. Para, Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, and by the Yamsuf, Vayisu b'nei Yisrael esenei, and they see Mitzrayim coming behind. Vayiru mo'oid, they got very nervous. Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem, and they started crying, screaming to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So mitzad echad, you see that what? They were mispalel to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the next pasuk says, "Vayemre al Moshe, Hamibli ein kavonah b'Mitzrayim, lekachtonu lomos b'midbo, mazeis asisa lono leitzionu b'Mitzrayim." In the same sentence that they're davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam, they turn around to Moshe and they say, "Hamibli ein kavonah b'Mitzrayim, is there no graveyards in Mitzrayim that you have to take us to the midbo? What do you take us out from Mitzrayim?" Apella. Klal Yisrael in such a madrega that they make the Ribbono Shel Olam, and they saw that they're in a sakona, Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael Hashem, they were mispalel to the Ribbono Shel Olam. In the same sentence, they turn around and they start giving Moshe Rabbeinu an attitude like, there's no graveyards in Mitzrayim, you have to take us out. The stira between the madrega of understanding that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, and they were talking this battle to Ribbono Shel Olam, to giving Moshe Rabbeinu such an attitude, is the chapela. What happened over here in a few minutes? You go right in the parasha, it says, after Kriyas Yamsuf, Chazal say, Rosso Shivcha Bayom, a Shivcha maidservant saw in the Yom Ashleroch, Cheskel Ben Buzi Ben Avuasi, a Cheskel, in his Nevuah didn't see such a matter of Yad Hashem. The lowest person in Klal Yisrael saw Yad Hashem by the Yam Suf. The big one, the biggest Nisim that the Ribbono Shel Olam ever showed to human eye, and they saw Mamash Yad Hashem, they saw Hepech HaTeva, and they said Shiro. And it says, Vayasa Moshe b'nei Yisrael miyam suf. What's Vayasa? It says, should it be said Vayisu? It says Rashi, Vayasa. He like forced them to go. Why? It says Rashi, why did he force them to go? He see them bal korcha. He pushed them against their will. Why? Because the Mitzrayim that came out to chase Klal Yisrael, they came out with all the gold and silver on their horses. And they had a tremendous amount of zov and kesev avon and tovis. There was more booty that they found in the Yam Suf than they took out from Mitzrayim. So Klal Yisrael was busy grabbing up gold and silver and diamonds. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to force them. It's time to go. Klal Yisrael on such a madrega of Rosh Shivcha Bayom, they saw such a tremendous amount of Yad Hashem. 2 minutes later, they're too busy with gold and silver. Can you explain me the steer over here? We're talking about people that saw unbelievable Nisim. There was Zeicha to say Shiro, and you're talking about Yad Hashem. Unbelievable Nisim happened in Kriyas Yam Suf. Each one went through their own 12 shvilim, and you could pull off peiros for the kids as they're walking through the Yam Suf. They saw often on Nisim, each person who suffered from the mitzri saw his einish. Klal Yisrael saw each einish of each mitzri he received. Unbelievable Nisim. And at the same time when they saw the Yad Hashem, they're busy picking up kesev azov. They're busy being so busy with the stira is unbelievable. To go weiter by Parshas Yisroi, the Rebbe Shalom came down on Har Sinai. He was pateach. He opened up all the heavens. They heard for Shaykh, such a thing to understand. They heard Koyel Hashem Anoichi Layielecho. That they heard from the Kol Hashem, shouldn't be any other gods. And yet, a few minutes later, Moshe Rabbeinu disappears. Suddenly, Eila Elokecha Yisrael, they're dancing around the eagle. Carry on, later on in the parasha, Parashas Bamidbar, you find another dogma of where, by the Mapilim, where Moshe Rabbeinu says, after Klal Yisrael were told that they're going to be in the Midbar 40 years, they decided, no, we're going to Eretz Yisrael, we're ready to go. Moshe Rabbeinu says, you're not going to be matzliach, it's not going to help. And they went up, and the Amalekim came down, beat them up. What happened over here? Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, "Lo matam oivim es pi Hashem." They saw the oinish of the meraglim. They saw often the nisim. They saw the oinish that the meraglim got. And yet the Rabbeinu and Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, "Don't do it. Don't go out. It's not gonna. You're not gonna be masliach going to Eretz Yisrael. No, we're gonna go." This stira of 1 minute you can be holding on such a madrega of saying Shira, and the next minute you're busy Kesev Azor, and you're trying to get as much as you want, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, let's go. No, let's chaperain more. The stira of Ayitzako El Hashem, they understood that if Mitzrayim is chasing them, tefillah, the next minute they're giving Moshe Rabbeinu an attitude. How does that happen? Lemesis, we're all the same. You can be sitting and learning a whole zman, you can be putting in, and suddenly within one night you can lose it all, and you think you've lost it all, and you're back to square one. What's pshat in this stira? It's not a stira that's been this chadish today. You see in the Torah, this is what happened. Klal Yisrael won the highest madrigas, and 5 minutes later, it would seem that they lost it all. There's a Moedic Avot from the Alter von Slabotka. Different people bring it down in different Nuschois. The Alter von Slabotka once said a Moedic Avot. Mevet Gresra, you can become bigger. Mevet Hecha, you can become higher. Or Mevet Nishbesa, you don't become better. That's one Nusach that he said. One Nusach is Nishgresa, not becoming bigger. Nishsteiging, not to be steiging. Noveren Andrush, to be different. What the Alter said was, the nekuda of a person changing is not how much he's steiging at this nekuda. You can become bigger, you can become higher, but you're still the same person. Nothing changed. But vevet nisht andrush, you don't become different. And a lot of people, a lot of gedolei bali musar, will masbir this famous vort, which be'etzim is what we're talking about. You can become bigger, you can have bigger hasogos, you can understand bigger, you can steig. But kol zman that person himself hasn't changed, nothing changes. Kol zman that it hasn't become part and parcel of a person's personality, of what he's done, he can turn back in 3 seconds. Klal Yisrael goes out from Mitzrayim. They saw Yad Hashem, they saw Eser Makos, they saw Yitzias Mitzrayim. Vayitzakol Hashem, they understood. They steiged. Then Gvon Hecha, they became higher. But once you put the pressure, Mevet Nishta Andras, nothing changed really. It hadn't become an integral part of their being. They'll go back to what they were before they saw these Moisim, before they saw this Madrega. They gave attitude to Moshe Rabbeinu. Fifty days after Yitzhak Mitzrayim, they were Hecha, they were higher Madrega. The Rebbeinu Shlom came down on Har Sinai. They were on a Hecha Madrega. They steiged for 50 days from Yitzhak Mitzrayim to Har Sinai. They didn't change. That is, nothing really turned around. It didn't become part and parcel of their being. There can be an eagle 5 minutes later. You can see Yad Hashem. You can see open mofsim in front of you. You can understand what's right and what's wrong. And the minute the Yetzer Hara, or you put against the wall, and it's not going the way you want it to go, go back to square one. Meken v'en gresser, you can become higher, bigger, you can steig. Of a kolzman avetnisht andrush, you don't become different, nothing really changed. And the madrega of a person is really tully on when it becomes an integral part of himself. When the madrega, when the learning and the davening that he's doing is become second nature to what he is, his red lines of what he doesn't go over become second nature to him, that's when he knows he's taka really steigt. The Rebbeinu Shlomo can tell Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu can tell Klal Yisrael, after the Maisa Meraglim, this is it, there's a Gezerah from the Rebbeinu Shlomo 40 years in the Midbar. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, don't even try tomorrow morning going up towards Eretz Yisrael, it's not going to work. And Klal Yisrael says, no, we're ready to go, we want to steig, we want to go to Eretz Yisrael, Adrava. Take a look at the Hinenu. Here we are, we're ready. V'alina l'amokim ha'sha'oma Hashem. We're ready to go up kichotonu. We're maki, we made a chet. But you know what? We're ready to go. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, v'hilo yisitzloch. It's not going to help. It's too late. No, but we're going to go. And they went. V'yakum. They got wiped out. Klal Yisrael lost the war with Amalek because they didn't have Siyata Dishmaya. What's Pshat? Klal Yisrael were told by Moshe Rabbeinu, but you know what? We're ready to go. We made a mistake. I'm ready to go. I Pi Hashem. The Rebbeinu Shalom says, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, you're not going to be Matzliach. We're ready to go. Kolzman. That it's not become second nature to the person is going to fall, and he's going to fall backwards to what he was, the Chatchila. And Be'emes, this is an answer to a lot of our kashas. You have a bacha walks into yeshiva, and he throws in himself into a base of medrash, and he taka steigs, and he's taka doing gevaldik. And he taka never missed a seder, and he's finishing a masechta, and he's finishing a peiruk. And it all looked good, and it all looked rosy. And then something happens. He lost it one night. And he wakes up in the morning and he says, nothing changed. Look where I am. After 3 months, 4 months, I'm back to square one, be'etzem. Chagestigen, Chagavon Gresser, I became bigger, I steigt, I became Hecha, I became higher, I never missed a tefillah, my davening is a different davening. aber ich habe nicht gewonnen anders. I didn't become different. So therefore I can fall back. And this is what the Torah tells us all the way through with Klal Yisrael. You can be on the highest madrega. You can see Yad Hashem in front of you. Now, a lot of times you find people raised in a car accident, something happens to them in the family, and ask them a month later, did the guy get a shock? Did he wake up? Did he smell the coffee? Did he change? Sometimes you say, yeah. It was a wake-up call. Yeah, it was a wake-up call, but he went on snooze. He woke up, and he turned over, and nothing happened. What's pshat? He saw Yad Hashem. Same kasha. They saw Yad Hashem over here. By Yam Suf. By Yitzhakwe Hashem, they took a davened. They were makir. And they understood. But 2 minutes later, Hamibli Enkvon B'Mitzrayim. They'll still give Moshe Rabbeinu attitude. What do you bring us out for? Well, is this a graveyard over here? Why? Because we can be aggressor, we can be hecha, you can become higher, you can become bigger, you can steig. Aber wird nicht anders. And the embassy is, that is the Avodas Hashem. Now is not the time to be mazbe, I want to continue this. What is the nekuda that something is going to click by us and we take to become different? How do we take, even if we fall, which is going to happen? Everybody has ups and downs in life. That's the tears of life. But how, when we fall, does a pshat, when we fall, it's an isoyan, and a pshat is something has changed. We're taka the person that learnt for 3 months, and we're taka the same person that davened. Where is the nakuda that's going to make me bigger, better, and also become an integral part of me? This is a nakuda I want to speak about later. Now's not the time. And how to do it. But be yisrael adova, this is what we see from all these maisim of Klal Yisrael going through the midbar. And that means it's a musa haskel to us. We can be bigger, we can see Yad Hashem, we can steig, we can go through a zman gewaldik. Yet at the end, mevet nisht andrus, you don't become different. You can walk out of a yeshiva 5 minutes later as if nothing happened, and the bocher feels terrible. What happened to me? Where was I for the last 6 months? How am I looking? I just lost it? Kid was there, just threw it out the window? The Torah says you didn't throw it out the window. It's there. It's there. You can always snap back. But what really is the problem is mevet nisht andrus. It didn't become an integral part of my being. I didn't make it second nature to me, certain things. This is an akuda, which I want to move on, because everybody asks this kasha, especially in the Shovim time. The Chazal talk about the Nisyenis of Kedush and Tahara. How taka do I get out of it? How do I change taka? And it's not a shayla dafka in Kedush and Tahara, it's a shayla even in a regular bocha, a lot of times, has a yerida. Because he suddenly looks at himself and he says, 5 minutes ago I was Vayitzakhu al Hashem. I was going with the mindset of speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I davened, I learnt. And 3 minutes later it's Vayeme al Moshe, I'm Mibli Enkvon B'Mitzrayim. 3 minutes later I'm already giving attitudes about Yiddishkeit. And we have this stira the whole time. We could be on a Har Sinai one day, and we can be by an eagle the next day. And everybody has their personal Avodah Zarah. And Eile Elokecha Yisrael will be dancing around. The same guy that danced around from Gishmak and Arashbo, or Gishmak and Seng HaChabura, or whatever it is, or even a Gishmak and Shmona Esra. Can Eila Lekecha Yisrael can turn around and say, Eila Lekecha Yisrael, dance around, his eagle. Everybody has their eagle. When does it stop? It never stops. We're always going to have these nishyanos. The only one difference. How do we change ourselves in a way that what we've done right becomes second nature? Continue on Sunday.